often say the word, he mustn't spread the word. Because even though he'll say, look, I'm doing all the seven conditions that I said, I saw it by myself, he insulted me, and I didn't do it, didn't decide straight away, I was misbehaving. And I told them off as well. All the rules, all those conditions that we discussed the other day, first time when it comes to his own money or his own feelings, he should be very careful not to say. He's not allowed to say over. Why? Because one of the conditions was that you have to be saying over purely for the sake of preventing other people from getting damaged, and not to insult the other guy. And if he himself was insulted, to embarrass the guy, to embarrass him, and therefore a person is not allowed to say over if somebody insulted him. That's forbidden. If he says over, you know, this guy outbid him, and he sees the guy's mamish accepted, and going to now be very not have any business dealing with this government, he's going to be rejoiced, even more and more happy, right? Why? If it's just a teles, why are you happy? What's got to do with you? Why are you happy about it? Answer is, yeah, because he did something wrong to me and it upsets me, and I'm happy to see that guy's being now losing out because of it. And therefore, since he's going to be yates to Sumer and yates an enemy there, he's not allowed to say over to other people about it.
Can you say about the show that you don't go there and cheat with the girl?
You can say things to Ellis, but you have to be careful not to say proper loss of hour. So if it was negating, if you out on, best to ask a shy in that case. If somebody was diddled in a shop, you'd like to ask a shy of what you're allowed to say, because often it can be that you're saying it because you've got negis, not because it's really a fact. Okay, let's start from Gemara now. Well, talking. Cool, Bob. I take you all on the first part of the Gemara. Straight sailing without any questions, right? Amri b'nei Abchia. B'nei Abchia said, this is about 8 lines up from the bottom. Amri b'nei Abchia. Kuvav amadal. Mishleif de b'motzi Shabbos. Stand you didn't do Abdullah motzi Shabbos. Mavdol v'edach. B'chona Shabbos kule. He can do Abdullah the entire next week. So no, then you have to do Abdullah Dafka Matsu Shabbos. Obviously, that's the main time to do it. If you didn't manage to do Matsu Shabbos, you can do an entire next week. Kol HaShua, Kol HaShabbos Kuli. Now, Kamo, how much is the entire next week? From a day after Viva Shabbos until Wednesday. Not inclusive. Right, so that's from Adaviva Shabbos Vela, the Chalal, not inclusive. But from Wednesday on, Kavishabbos Abom, it's Chashav, that's what you call the next week. So when you're not in the Gemara, you're obviously troubled, but we say you can do the entire next week, and then we say, Adkama. If I just told you the entire next week, surely it means the entire next week. So, how did you learn it? What was the Gemara's question? Adkama. I just told you could do it the entire next week. But come on, so when?
Because obviously you do it on Shabbos.
That's true. You're obviously going to do it the entire next week.
All next week.
I mean, till the next Shabbos, maybe. No, you're asking, I'll come on, and I'll tell you, get him. You don't know, get him yet. So how did you understand this? The Gemara asks, "Ma'at kamo? Mavdil ma'elach b'chol Shabbos kula. You can do the whole Shabbos." Then the Gemara asks the man, "Ma'at kamo? I mean, all the Gemara's...
You ask why would it answer?
It's dead, but I have a school night.
All the Gemara understood that there cannot be the whole week. There must be part of the week, the same thing as during the next week. And there are other people who are
attention
of
that. Right, Rabban Ajay, when a person says, which is basically what we must have started with, Rabban Ajay, if I tell you you can do Abdullah the entire next week, it's impossibility. Because I know that Erev Shabbos is Erev Shabbos already. And I know it's Thursday is already Achon of the Shabbos. It's impossible that it can be, that you can do it an entire week. So that's possible. You're saying Shabbos, you're saying Erev Shabbos. It's impossible. It's just an impossibility. So if you're telling me the entire next week, it doesn't mean the entire next week. So what did you mean? It must mean you meant as long as we are still connected to the previous week. And what's that? So the Gemara has come on and they have to be the Shabbos until Wednesday.
Why is it hard to say that you can make it a Shad Yom Rabi? I mean, that's kind of clumsy to put it this way.
Okay. Hard. Yeah. He's saying the reason for it, right? If I tell you until Tuesday, you wouldn't know why. I tell you the whole week, then I'll know why, because I'm still connected to that week. You can do it for the entire week as long as it's connected to Shabbos. As long as it's connected, you can do it. If you are the Asr of Zayah, like if Zayah sat, come here, they're asking in front of him, Asr of Amal, 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 Asr of Gittin, regarding our office of Gittin, Chod of Shabbos, 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 Sunday, or Yom Mishin, Yom Shin, Yom Shlishi is connected to the previous Shabbos, previous week. Alba, Kamsa, Amali, Yoyma, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, and Erev Shabbos is coming Shabbos. It's to do with the coming Shabbos. So made it just like, you've got to get in that halacha, that's going to be an halacha galadol as well. So what's it referring? What's got to do with Gittin? What's Gittin got to do with Yom Mishin, Yom Shin, Yom Shlishi? What we got to do with Hami Shasta, Acha Shasta? So this is Rashbam, meaning Gittin. In all my life, he says to her, how is it Gittin? I'm not so sitting in the UH Zul. I'm going to give me 200 Zul. Acha Shabbos. After Shabbos, then, if she gives it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the get will be chal. If she gives it Wednesday, the get won't be chal. I told her, I need to have the 200 zuz by after Shabbos. After Shabbos means by Tuesday. So, if he says, I must, she titnimli kodim Shabbos. If she says, I'm going to give me this 200 zuz before Shabbos. Say she gives it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'll be a good guess. And she gives it, when will it not be a good guess? She gives it, it won't be a good guess.
Good question. This week, why are Monday, Tuesday still?
Right?
Smile, I know.
Come on. So geography and Rishas doesn't make any sense. If I tell you, if you give me the Matayim Zuz, 200 Zuz, before Shabbos, then if you give it, it will be Yom Chamishi and Shishi, then you'll be regressive. If you give it on Yom Mishin and Shini and Shishi, before the Yom Chamishi and Shishi, it will be in the end. I wouldn't be happy I got my 200 Zuz. I got it even earlier. How can it be? It can be a sin of Kami Shabbos. A Tanai of Kami Shabbos. A Tanai of before Shabbos. Before Shabbos means if you give it, you have to. Before, what's before Shabbos? Only Yom Rabbim Chamishim Shishi. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is not called Kami Shabbos. Am I enough to mean it? I tell you, I want you to give me a check of $1 million before Shabbos. That means I definitely want you to give it to me on the Venus on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if you give it to me on the previous Tuesday, I'll be upset about that. What on earth is this tonight? What's going on here?
Both of them mean the latest. Both of them really mean the latest, I'll accept it. There is no earliest.
No, it's not true.
The latest we've taken is Tuesday night after Shabbos.
That's the latest, because I told you after Shabbos means not after it. And before Shabbos means not before.
I told somebody you read that, I never caught the thing.
Get it too early.
Oh, says the John, let's see if John's a lawyer here, right? Says the John, there's too many lawyers here. Says John, no, there is an upcoming. I know, here's an example, tax, let's go with the tax people are going to be auditing my books on Tuesday. If you give me my money on Tuesday, I'm going to have the higher bracket, tax bracket. If I particularly want the money on Wednesday, and you give me the money on Tuesday, I'm not going to give you a guess. Because you caused me a tremendous loss.
Specific case, but we're talking about a clause, like a general rule.
So that was the case. When I told you I wanted to have to get the money dafka before Shabbos, what did I mean by that? Because I had to pay that. I didn't want the money on Tuesday.
Not a loss, just deferred. You didn't have to pay the tax.
No, you won't.
I mean, we'll make it
on. Well, next year he's not going to earn so much. But this year he earns whatever the tax bracket is. If he gets that extra time to do, he's going to be in a higher tax bracket. Right?
Any question about
Aftershock? No, Aftershock is not a question. I want you, but I wanted it earlier. So very good, I wanted that. I can understand why a guy wants money earlier. I can't understand why a guy should want money later. If I tell you, you'll get the get if you give me the money by Tuesday. So you give it Wednesday, you've missed the boat. Why? What's Trump to driving a car? Why? No, no. Conditions have to be a reason why a person wants to be okay at Maisha because of it. If I tell you something and it's clear when I tell you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I don't care Tuesday either, then there's no such thing as if you give it on Tuesday, one day again.
But he said, this week, after Shabbos, from Shabbos until right before the following Shabbos.
Because I understand the guy wants to go on vacation and he needs the money, and if you don't give me the money by Tuesday, I won't be able to go on vacation. So I might, but I want the money by Tuesday. That way I don't have the difficulty. I want to buy myself my wife a birthday present. That's not a birthday, it's on Tuesday. I need the money by then. You don't give me the money by then, it's going to be but if I want the money on Wednesday, especially if you're going to give it to me on Tuesday, why does it bother me if you give me the money earlier? That's going to be the tonight. That when I tell you before Shabbos, I mean dafka before Shabbos, and if you give it earlier, it's not a good guess. It should be a good guess as well. It's not just, it doesn't bother me. It should be a good guess.
Has he been given a guess for buying his new wife a birthday present?
Alright, well. He's got two wives. Okay, you get it? John, well done. So, I saw this question, Rishas, and I saw that a Jewish state answer it, but there's not going to be any tax, because Jews don't pay tax. So, the answer to that is, there's a halacha that if you, a certain guy giving out stockers to people who are poor, and there's certain rules with being poor. Poor is if you own, only earn X amount, I'll give you a stipend. If he gets this, so on reserves, he won't be matim for this stipend for this being poor. So maybe he wants money up on Wednesday, and then he'll be able to get a stipend on Tuesday, and still have his wife's 200 reserves on Wednesday after. So, okay, the same idea. Same idea. The question is a question, the Shash answers. And the question which we should have thought about.
It's so specific. Why isn't the Gemara when you're talking about the whole week, what's the definition of that? And then there's some random case where,
since we find by Gittin, when they decide what's called before the week or after the week, is decided by Tuesday and Wednesday, so too by Abdullah in the same enough. And we see what's called the week begins on Wednesday really, and it ends on Tuesday.
Begins on
Monday. Some people think the week begins on Monday. Some people say the week begins on Sunday. I'll see this halacha, we see the week really begins on a Wednesday and it really ends on Tuesday. Right?
It's not going to be a halacha.
Why?
A random case of something.
No, it's not a random case. It's we see how we relate to a week.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
But you're right. The way we'll find out how we relate to a week is based on a random case. You're 100% right. But this guy said, before Shabbos. But what do they mean before Shabbos? We have to go to take out the encyclopedia. See, Shabbos, when Shabbos begins? Ah, Shabbos begins on Wednesday. That means you have to bring it by Wednesday. Shabbos ends on Tuesday. Ah, that means you have to bring it by Tuesday. Mm. Another nafkamina is the Abdallah. Right? If Abdallah can be done only as long as the week still continuing, mm-hmm. when's the week continue? So go to the encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. W, week ending Tuesday. Ah, very good. Abdallah also Tuesday. So there'll be enough minutes, but mm-hmm. it's based on a halachic principle when the week begins and ends.
But clearly it doesn't in every sense begin and end on Wednesday and Tuesday. You can count the week, days of the week. Yom Rishon Sunday, Shem Tuesday. So obviously it is
why do we count Yom Rishon? Because that was when Hashem created the world in Yom Rishon. Hashem created the world. Hashem didn't start the world on a Wednesday because Hashem created the world from the beginning of the week of the Shabbos to the end of the Shabbos. And now that we have that, now we can know what's called coming to Shabbos and what's called leaving Shabbos. The reason why we say Yom Rishon Shabbos is because it was the first day that Hashem created the world. In actual fact, the week really starts for us focused around the Shabbos. We're coming to Shabbos and we're leaving Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekoy HaBracha. Why Shabbos is Mekoy HaBracha? Because the whole week is surrounding the Shabbos. We're getting ready to Shabbos and we're leaving ourselves. Getting close to Shabbos, leaving Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is the focal point of the week. So you're right. So as far as Hashem creating the world, it's in Rishon until Shabbos. As far as we are we leaving Shabbos or coming Shabbos? That's the whole time where we're based on.
If we're redoing it, it could have been Shabbat and Yom Shishi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Revi, and Yom Rishon, Yom Shishi.
If what?
If we were redoing the days.
Well, we're not, so let's hang up. Amar Rav Yaakov, Ta'izi. Amar Rav Yaakov, Ta'izi, Avaloy, Aloy. Aloy. You can't make a bracha on the flame, by my age. You can't make a bracha on the flame. On Yom Rishon and Yom Shishi, you just do it on Matzei Shabbos. Why? Says Rashbam, if you didn't make a bracha on the Ner, for Matzei Shabbos, Shuv Einam Avarech, you can't make a bracha again afterwards. Why? Kachnei Tamadova says Rashbam, this is what I think is the reason. Because the Tanaim Mokshe Nogu. Like it says, why is the idea of Pomeresh Techlal only on Matzah Shabbos? We don't find that somebody lights a flame on a Wednesday, you make a bracha on Pomeresh. Why is it? Because, however, Tchilas B'Yosef, that's when the creation of the flame, that's when Adam Rishon discovered the flame, making fire. And therefore, since that was the Tchilas B'Yosef, that's the only time you can make a bracha. And therefore, if you miss on Matzah Shabbos, he didn't do it. Yeah, they didn't like Shabbos Kappa. Indeed.
But you still do Besamim. Even though it's 2 days and then the Meshama is left for 2 days.
No, you don't do Besamim. You only do Besamim once a
Shabbos.
Oh. Very good. So this is the question which is bothering me very, very much. I looked all over for it. Why is there no mention about Besamim? There's no mention of Besamim about Besamim. Can you do Besamim on Sunday or not? No. So why is there no mention in the Gemara? Not in Rashi, not in Rishbam, not in Tosfos. No mention about Besamim at all. So why? In Abdallah, if you do on Sunday, you don't do very many Sunday. And if you did, it'd be a bracha on the hashtag in between it. The halacha is you don't. Right? So, what is that halacha? Why is there no mention here? Why is there no mention here?
When they had all those permutations, Yakna, Kina, Yakna, we never had the Sunday either.
We did?
It was always exclusive. Data was always exclusive.
Until we got to the
Yakna,
Yeah, that was because of Yom Tov. And so in Tosfos, you don't do Sonim on Yom Tov going out to Shabbos because in the summer or whatever you're going down, whatever the forest were. But why is there no mention here about Sonim? It's a big enough commitment. You make Bokeh Gofen, the Sonim and Abdullah, Pastor there be a bottle of baton in there? So why didn't I mention? So it was bothering me. And then in Tor, the Tor is the first one I saw that actually does mention Mount Samim. And the Sofer says that it's the Poshet Svar. If Rezi, Gomer Eish, you can't do on Sunday near Mishoin. Certainly, Samim which is there because of the Nisham Yisrael, and that Nisham Yisrael has already left us, the Svar of Shukla, you can't do Gomer Eish, Samim on the Yom Mishoin, Shin Yisrael. If Rezi, Gomer Eish, which the reason we're saying is because it was created on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore there's no mention of it on Shalom near Mishoin. Certainly, some which is there because of the Shalom is here, and that's already gone. There's no Indian or Jewish.
What is restorative and what is commemorative?
It's gone away.
What
are you doing it for?
What are you doing to restore yourself because you feel because you lost your Shabbos? What are you doing to commemorate?
Right.
So the commemoration isn't there, but the
If ready, commemorative, just commemorative. I could do it on Sundays, but commemoration of what happened on Motzei Shabbos. Could, it wouldn't be a problem of doing it. But we don't. The halacha is only when it happened, that's when you do it. Certainly when it's not Megay anymore. When the Shabbos left already, you're down in the dumps. The point is there to help the Neshama leave. If it's left already, certainly no point.
To
help you recuperate. You missed it. Body's gone all the way down.
If the person wasn't forgetting of Havdalah, but he was having Malava Malka, enjoying, drinking, eating, whatever, goes to sleep, wakes up, now he feels that
Havdalah. If someone's there to help your neshama when your neshama's leaving, to help you feel not as bad. But if your neshama's left, and you've already felt bad, nobody's said someone makes you suffocate to death, right? They want your neshama's left, your neshama's left. Now somebody's feeling completely out, then someone's not going to help you put it back. It's to alleviate the neshama leaving, your body's feeling down, it'll help you get back. But once it's happened, it's happened. So maybe the third belief also is another falsehood. To calcicate in the body, you can't do afterwards, and that's where the Torah gets it from. But it's not a Gemara, it's not a Gemara at all, it's a Torah's own spot.
And that's where
you get the love from? Yeah. Without the Torah, we wouldn't have known it, right? The Torah told it to us.
What's
that got to do with
it? For a saint, he had a $1,000. It was a very, he didn't do it because he's forgotten.
On Motzei Shabbos, during Motzei Shabbos, you can do it because that's the time still when your son is leaving. But in the morning, it's ready, it's gone, finished, done, finished, done, and busted. So it's not going to help you. Omer Bruno Omerav. I know the Yadav is the new sugar now. I know the Yadav Loi Kadesh. Somebody who has washed his hands for bread, Loi Kadesh, cannot do Kiddush. He washed hands for bread. Can he do Kiddush earlier? Can he do Kiddush first? It says that Bruna, in the name of Rav, and later Yadav, somebody washes his hands, Loi Kaddish. He's forbidden to do the Kiddush. He forgot to do Kiddush. For whatever reason, he wants to do Kiddush. And he did the Nitzitzit Zayin first. He's not allowed to do the Kiddush.
Let's talk about Kiddush Alayayin or
Kiddush Alayayin. He's not allowed to do Kiddush. Why not? Says the Rashbam. And what are you meant to do? You're not allowed to do Kiddush. What are you meant to do? Says the Rashbam. And not the Rashbam, not the Yodav, the Yikadesh, Elo, Acher Yikadesh. Someone else will do the Kiddush. And he'll be Yitzchiyov through listening.
And drinking.
Vishtiyov. And drinking. The Ein Kan Etzachadas. That way there's not Etzachadas. There's no Etzachadas by him listening and drinking. Huh? He was. Somebody else do Kiddush and listen. That's not Etzachadas. Miacha, since Shuvat Meinim Boroch, since he himself is not making the bracha, Avol, who asked me Lei Kaddish, he himself is not allowed to make the Kiddush. Im not al yodov. If he washed his hands kadei sheichol, in order they should be bread of machnetila. So the bring kiddush, he washed hands on tzvei bread based on this washing of his hands that he did before kiddush. He can't do the kiddush. Why? The kiddush mastik benetila achila. The kiddush, the saying the kiddush is a hefsek between the washing and the eating. And then says a chadash. You'll need another washing. Also, kiddush up after you did this kiddush. Why? Why do you need to do another washing after you did the kiddush? To take tina tzedayim suda. The halach is immediately after tina tzedayim, you have to do the suda. So mainly that means you can't have a shaking. You can't have a shaking when you did the kiddush and just done. It's important to know this halach is done for ourselves. And once you've done kiddush, once you've done the tina tzedayim, you're meant to immediately say a mochi. You're not meant to get involved in other things, playing salads and things like that. You're not allowed to. Once you've done when you see the design, you can't now get involved in saying kiddush. Because if you do, you have a hefsek between your tzedayim and your bech samaritzi, and you need to wash your hands again. For kiddush itself, you don't need to do the tzedayim. It's a mela. You shouldn't have done the tzedayim for that kiddush. Somebody washes his hands for peyos. It's gasei haruach. Gasei haruach really means haughty. But what does it mean? Arrogant. Why is it arrogant?
No wash the dry food.
Why? Why is he arrogant? Why is that a sign of arrogance? Because he's showing that he does the more than what Chazal told us. Chazal says you need to wash your hands for bread or for food that has water on it, for wet fruits. And he feels better than Chazal and says, no, not only for washing hands for bread, and not only for washing hands for wet fruit, I'm going to wash my hands also for dry fruits, or fruit that don't have water on it. It's an arrogance. That's for more than what Chazal requires. Right? So somebody who does something which Chazal say you're not required to do is called a hedget. So he, this guy, will be washing his hands, decided to wash his hands for kids. Kiddush, there's no chiyuv b'chal to wash hands for kiddush. If he went there and washed hands for kiddush, that would be arrogant. Anyway, he didn't do it for that. What did he wash his hands for? For bread. Right, he washed hands for bread. And there's going to be a hefsek between his kiddush and the bread. And how much of the bread. And therefore says Rashbam, says the Gemara, if you wash your hands for bread, do not make kiddush in between. If you make kiddush in between, it's a hefsek.
In between making the amotzi or in between eating?
No. What? In between washing. And making amotzi.
And making amotzi, not an eating?
Between washing and making amotzi, you shouldn't do kiddush in between.
And then you can make kiddush afterwards.
You want to make kiddush on the wine, like you should be doing. He'd like kiddush on the wine. The ick is to make kiddush on the wine. So he'd like to make kiddush on the wine. So now, what should he do? He can't make amotzi to eat bread and then make kiddush on wine. That's forbidden. Because he can't eat before wine. Before he can't eat before kiddush. So Mela, he's washed his hands for bread. And now he's stuck. What should he do about kiddush on the wine? Says the Rashbam, he can't do it. Says the Gemara, he can't do it. Shem comes to you. He can't do it. Why? Because if he would make kiddush on the wine, there'd be a hefsek between his kiddush yadayim and the birchas hamotzi, and you're not allowed to have that. Now, if there was a din, you have to wash your hands for wine, then you wouldn't have a kasha. You have to wash your hands for wine. There isn't such a locha, because somebody washes his hands for fruit that's dry, is migat eruach. It's arrogant. There is no such halacha. And therefore, says the Gemara says the Gemara, you're not allowed to wash your hands. If you did wash your hands before Kiddush, you should get someone else to make the Kiddush. You listen to the Kiddush, and that's not called a Hesach Chadash. As long as you're not involved in saying something, that's not called a Hesach Chadash.
Why is the Kiddush? Why is he not to drink?
He's even allowed to drink it. He's even allowed to drink. That's not called a Hesach Chadash. Yeah.
He's not required to. I mean, anybody can drink. So why even allowed to drink?
It's not called a Hesach Chadash. So he wasn't involved. They're just drinking a sip of something not called Hesach Hadash. Hesach Hadash means involved in something. So what do we see from here? Every question is also an answer. What do we see from here? It's just drinking is not called Hesach Hadash. Just eating something not called Hesach Hadash. It's involved in something. I'm now involved in sanctifying the day. That's called Hesach Hadash. But just the mere drinking or eating is not called Hesach Hadash. But Chiddush? Chiddush of Allah. Right.
What does Rashman have at the Shia? Isn't he
a good
stage
of Shia? Yeah, that's what I'm sure. Yeah. So you see, when Rashman is holding, the drinking is also not called Hesach Hadash.
No, that wasn't my question. My question
is,
Shia is enough.
Yeah. We also have to drink.
No, I'm not thinking about
the
drink. You're saying that you're
going to tell
you they drink.
No. So the Yotza, who Yotza did was the Bishmiya?
Bishmiya, sounds like an early Yotza.
Ah, it's really the same. Bishmiya, Bishmiya.
Yeah, both
Shmiya. Anyway, we said that Shmiya is just missing in a mukha. It's like a nice thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, so that's why I thought Bisho was asking, and the answer is very good. There's a mizimah, and he's allowed to do it. Yovim Medak something else. Yovim Medak, it's mashma that you wouldn't have drank it, then he wouldn't have been yotzeh. So yotzeh, with listening and drinking. Sounds like without the drinking, he wouldn't be yotzeh. That's a very good aura. That is contrary with what we've been saying till now, yes. But if we had a Gemara like that... No, you got it wrong way.
It
wouldn't be as a cup. Yeah, but it's not the it could be we're talking about here where everyone's got their own cup. Could be. But everyone's got their own cup. And his case of rock is what he's hearing, like we learned that time. His case of bracha is what he's doing. And therefore, if he wouldn't be drinking from this case of bracha, then he wouldn't be eating his case of bracha. It's based on what we learned the other week. If everyone's got their own cup, and we're all listening, one guy's saying kiddush, so where is my case of bracha? Where is my kiddush? There's five people saying kiddush, so five people holding a cup, and one guy saying the kiddush. Are there five people saying kiddush, or only one person saying kiddush? The halacha is really five people saying kiddush, each on their own cup. So it could very well be in such a case, if one of the guys wouldn't drink their cup, then you have the problems of Hussein and Alice, that if you don't drink your cup, you're not yotzeh. It could be, if I have intention that my cup is, my kiddush is on my cup, if I wouldn't drink it, I thought it wouldn't be yotzeh. Maybe that's what the Rashbam is saying. Because you're saying, but maybe that's the pshat. Yossi wants to ask us, maybe Shama, maybe Tela, yes, we'll open up the office, we'll look at them, you'll see it's not exactly the same thing. So, wait for the end of the studio. So what did the Rashbam say? Let's get the Rashbam clear. Rashbam saying that if somebody plans on eating bread and he washes hands with bread, so he's stuck. If he would say kiddush, that would be a hesper chadash. So therefore, he should listen to kiddush and that's not hesper chadash. So kiddush in shemir ka'ina, a person might have said none of that. A person might have said shemir ka'ina is much like me saying it, and he said as much hesper chadash if I say it or if I listen to it. But no, says the Rashbam, There's a difference. There's a difference if I say it or if I listen to it. If I say it, that's Ezra Hadash. If I listen to it, it's not Ezra Hadash. Chiddush in Hilchos Ezra Hadash. Very similar, Shaila is by Gedusha. If you're in the middle of Shmin Esther, and you hear Kedusha, you're in the middle of your quiet Shmin Esther, and you hear Kedusha, what should you do? So Machlokes Rishonim, should you stop and listen? Some say, stopping and listening, it's like you saying it, it's a head trick. And some say, no, you should stop and listen. So it's the same idea here. There is speech, and listening to speech as if you said it as well. Rashban here is saying, like the opinion place over there, saying that it's not the same. It's not the same. So, another nekudah that we saw in Rashban, that if the din would be that you do have to wash your hands for dry foods, then of course you have to wash his hands, there is have to say kiddush on washing hands, because that's halacha, you have to wash your hands on dry fruits. But halacha is not like that. Halacha is not halacha, you have to say, you have to wash your hands on dry fruits, and therefore, the original Tfilas Yedayim he did was only for bread. That's all clear? And wet fruits, but not for dry fruits. Right? Do you have difficulty on that?
What? Why did you use an example of fruit? In other words, why do you have to really basically, the only thing that you do have to wash your hands for is bread
and wet fruits. And wet fruits.
Everything else, you don't have to dry hands. Why did he?
What's everything else? Dry fruits.
Dry fruits, but only other food that exists outside of wine, outside of bread and wet fruit.
Well, there's wet fruits and dry fruits. What's
every other food? Meat, if it's wet,
it's called wet. Fruit doesn't mean fruit. Fruit means any food. If it's wet,
solid?
If it's a solid wet, yeah. If it's wet, you have to wash your hands. Somebody wants to eat meat, or a wet, or dry, or a pickle, right? Or any food that's wet, you have to wash your hands for.
Okay, one.
And if,
fine.
Food, yes, some food. Food grows in the ground. No. Same halacha. Yeah, same halacha. Meat also, the same halacha. Exactly same halacha. To do with Tumah V'Tayah. Exactly same halacha. So, finally, we managed to get Avraham to ask the question that should be asked. As far as I know, although some wine is called dry wine, it's really wet. Wine is wet. Wine is not dry. And therefore, why do you have to wash your hands for drinking wine?
Sure, actually, you know, washing the wine is
something you do. If somebody wants to eat a wet peach with a knife and fork, he doesn't need to wash his hands? Of course he does. So very good. So Rabbi is saying the halacha, which is the halacha that's true, that the halacha that you have to wash your hands for wet food is only with things that you eat with your hands, generally. For something which you generally eat using knife and fork, then you do not need to wash your hands for. Right? So Mamela, if somebody fills up his hands with water to drink the water, he's at a stream, he fills up his hands with water to drink the water, he does not need to wash his hands for that first. Why? Because since water is generally drunk from a cup, even though this time he's drinking it with his hands, he doesn't need to wash his hands. And halacha is also the flip side. Something which you generally eat with your hands, but this time you're eating with knife and fork, you do need to wash your hands. Because Chazal instituted that for any type of food that you generally eat with your hands, if it's wet, you need to wash your hands for it. any type of food that you generally do not eat with your hands if it's wet. Even if you are drinking it with your hands, you do not need to wash your hands. So the mela, drinking a cup of wine is the same status as eating dry foods. It's the type of food that Chazal didn't institute kids are dying for. And therefore, says the Sefer Ashma, when he washed his hands before Kiddush, it could not have been for the Kiddush. It was for the Amaitzi, and therefore there will be a hesek between the Kiddush Yadayim and the Virchus Amaitzi. Therefore, you should not go and eat, you shouldn't make Kiddush, you should not make the Kiddush on them. You should not make the Kiddush, tell them somebody else to make the Kiddush and you listen. That's what the Kiddush that's coming out. Right, that's what's coming out. It's not a Hesach Adas. It's not a Hesach Adas. Rakim Asherlon says the Rosh from two lines up in the narrow lines. Rakim Asherlon, the Netilah of Bnei Kiddush in Eilulun. The Netilah of before Kiddush doesn't work. Does not work for him. The Pichach, he Kaddish Tchilah, he should first do Kiddush, Vach Kach Netil Yosef, and then wash his hands. That's just bum. The culture game, certainly, and Nathan Yodov, the person who washed his hands and with intention to eat bread, and now wants to Abdullah, Lo Yabdil, he shouldn't be the one doing Abdullah. He should be asking somebody else to do Abdullah. Why? Why is it certainly? If Reddy Rav told me with Kiddush that's Alocha, certainly that's going to be the Alocha with Abdullah. Why? To make a koshkin. If we read Rekidus is Shaykh to Suda, because Ain Kiddush Ella, the Mokul Suda, Kiddush is Shaykh to Suda, Ain calls there, we say, that saying Kiddush is a hashtag. Certainly Abdullah. So Abdullah Bechlamon Shaykh to Suda. Certainly Abdullah would be called a hashtag, and therefore you should not. You were the one who made, who did Nitzik to die, and you should not be the one to do Abdullah. Ask somebody else to do Abdullah. Calls again the Nitzik Yadav Rayabil, the Apilu Kiddush, the Mokim Sudo, Mikil Amim is the Leke Esachadas. You could say that there's no Esachadas because it's there in the place of the Sudo. Afilochi in Yochol, Lismichol Nitzik Yadav Kiddush, Afilochi nevertheless. Ain Yochel Lismich, he's not able to rely on the Tila, Tilifnei Kiddush, that he made before the Kiddush. Certainly so, with Nitzilus Adayim, he made before Abdullah. If you did Abdullah, you wouldn't be able to rely on the Nitzilus Adayim you did before the Abdullah. Right? If we're ready with Kiddush, where Kiddush, they've got Shaykhs to the Suda, and yet Rav says, if you would go ahead and make Kiddush, you'd have to do another Nitzilus Adayim. Certainly so, with Abdullah, the same would apply.
Just to be a little bit more precise, we had a conversation about you need Kiddush for the Suda, or you need Suda for the Kiddush. Right? Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but this argument, this culture can only hold if you say that you need the Kiddush for the Suda. Otherwise it's not
Not really. Even the other way around would also be. Even if the halacha is that Kiddush requires a Suda, right? As opposed to the Suda requires Kiddush. Even if the halacha is that Kiddush requires a Suda.
So that's what I said. Kiddush requires a Suda.
It's the other way around. Yeah. Whichever way around is going to be good. We can say both. We learn once upon a time, Kiddush walking to the world's Pshat. Is it Pshat? You have to beautify the Suda by making Kiddush beforehand. Or is it Pshat? You have to. The Kiddush is only chosav enough if there's a Suda after it. But either way round, the Nitzilus Yadayim that you do before the Kiddush is necessary. Because either, in order to beautify my Suda, I need to do Kiddush first. And therefore my Nitzilus Yadayim, which I did for my Suda, the Kiddush I did in between is very connected. Or the other way around as well. In order to give chashivas to my Kiddush, I need to eat afterwards. And therefore, Okay, we'll talk about it after. Okay. You'll get confused. Sure. But what's the difference in the Rashbam? The Rashbam is saying, the if already by Kiddush, Rav told us. If already by Kiddush, Rav told us that if you do Kiddush in between, you'd have to do a unity of Tzedakah. Because the Kiddush is the hefter for the Tzedakah. So it's the same with Bivadon. If you do Adon in the middle, you would have to do a unity of Tzedakah. So I thought it's a hashtag for the Nishir Tzedakah. Right? I'll say it one more time. I'm expecting to be shouted at. I'll say it one more time. If ready, Rav told us. Not that way. If ready, Rav told us that if you would wash your hands and then make Kiddush, you'd have to make a new, you'd have to do a new Nishir Tzedakah. Even though, theoretically, Kiddush is very connected to the Tzedakah. And yes, Rav told you that if you wash your hands and make Kiddush, you have to wash your hands again. Suddenly, you start with Azalah, the same thing would apply. If you wash your hands and do Azalah, you start with Azalah.
Only if you're going to eat Azalah.
It doesn't matter where you wash your hands. Suddenly, you have to wash your hands again.
Which will be up.
Because it's suddenly left connected. Why? So there's no din of Azalah marking to them. Yeah, you're meant to have yelled it. No one's yelling. So, I'm going to tell you to have a quick look. That's a base on the base. No, you missed it.
Wait.
I gave enough hand.
Could be more than one cup that you...
No, you can't completely... It's really completely wrong on this thing. That's Kuf on the base. Kuf on the base. The bottom, we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. That's the remez. That's the hint. I want to hear a question. A question of what we just said. I'll say it over the Rashbam one more time. Rashbam told you. The Rav told us. Rashbam told us that. Rav said like this. If somebody makes Kiddush, when it is to die, makes Kiddush, and once he's ready, he has to do a new Nitzitz Tzedakah again, because Kiddush is there. Says Rashbam. If ready by Kiddush, where the din is, the Kiddush needs more Kiddush, because there's the, certainly in Abdullah, where Abdullah is on the Shechet to Suda, certainly Abdullah is a Hefzik, and he has to do a new Nitzitz Tzedakah again. Adkan Dibi Rashbam.
Rav says it doesn't have to be in the place of the Suda, because you can do it in the Kiddush and Shul and go home and play.
Question is, the Rav doesn't hold that Kiddush needs Mokum Suda. Rav doesn't hold of that. Rav doesn't hold that Kiddush needs Mokum Suda. That was Shmuel. Rav holds you can make Kiddush and just go home, finish. You don't need to have the Mokum Suda. So what's this Kolshikin? That the Rashbam saying. That's what I'm saying Kolshikin. If Rav told me that if you made Nitzitz Tzedakah Kiddush, you'll have to do Nitzitz Tzedakah again. Kolshikin Bavdora. Why is there Kolshikin? Because if ready by Kiddush, when Kiddush is Mokum Suda, yet Rav said that the Kiddush is the Hesek. Certainly by Abdullah, where Abdullah is not the Mokum Suda, certainly Abdullah is the Hesek. Frank the Rafi, Rav never said that. Rav doesn't know if he needs Kiddush Mokum Suda. End of answer then. Rav doesn't know if he needs Mokum Suda. So you've got no cause again. There's no shaitas. Rav holds, you don't need a shaitas. What we hold by Abdullah, Rav holds by Kiddush.
Might Rav not say that he washed the shul?
So one second. How were we meant to have had that question? The only way we meant to have had that question is to be remembering the whole city from the till here. That's the only way we're going to have this question. That's why we have to do Chazavay's good. But also, in Avisovim, these decisions come again and again and again to remind us it's impossible for us, the Maitre, to be holding on the whole page at one time. But Baruch Hashem, again and again and again, these decisions reoccur in the page. So, here's our possibility, here's our opportunity to remind ourselves. There was a Machlekes on Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Does Kiddush need to be even mocking to them? It's Machlekes. And Machlekes of Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, Kiddush does not have to be the Mokum Suda. You can make kiddush in shul and you hear it. Don't need to be for mokim sula. Small or old, kiddush has to be mokim sula. That was that. Rashbam telling us over here that this thing, which Rav told us, that you wash your hands and you made kiddush, you have to wash your hands again, is a big gilui for us to have done as well. If already by kiddush, which is got from Sheikh Tamil, we say that kiddush is a hashtag, certainly have done as well, and Sheikh Tamil have done as a hashtag. So we're asking, what are you talking about? Harry Rav, who's the one who's speaking here, actually holds the kiddush doesn't need to be mokim sula.
He's not referring to the kiddush.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just saying the fact that he made
the kiddush
where you're about to eat.
Well, it's Abdullah. Abdullah also was going to do that. That's his whole comic kind of thing we're saying.
No, it's kiddush.
But it's not. Rav holds it up. Doesn't have to be an hour to make kiddush. I'm making kiddush now and I'll have my meal 2 hours later. Yeah, it comes to Rav. Rav holds ain't kiddush wrong because there's no thing you have to have kiddush wrong because of them. I mean, you make kiddush in shul, comes to Rav, make kiddush in shul, and you'll come out 2 hours later. You don't need to eat the mokim suda. Shmuel, and we hold that you have to have a mokim suda. Rav doesn't hold by that. So going to Rav, kiddush and Abdullah are the same.
First of all,
that's not different. So who cares if it's right to Rabbanah? You're in with my Kabbalah. Because the Kiddush has no Shaykhus to it. So it's Abdullah. The Abdullah got no Shaykhus to it. What's the difference if I'm doing this? It's right to Rabbanah. And my mind is full of food. And the Kiddush got no Shaykhus to it. So what's the Kabbalah? What's the
Kabbalah?
What's the Kabbalah?
He's not saying that Rav.
Up until this court, he was explaining according to Rav. And then the court explaining according to all of us. This is not much small. So in our case, it would be a close thing by Abdullah. According to Rav, you're right. There's no difference.
So the Mashal says that this halacha which Rav is telling us here, there's no argues about. In this halacha, when it's a yod of Lei Kadesh, there is no machlokes. Everyone agrees to it. That means also Shmuel agrees to it. So in Shmuel we can make this also, okay? This halacha which Rav tells us, which is accepted by every authority, every halachic authority, accepts this halacha. And therefore, even Shmuel holds that Kiddush needs to be more considered accepted. Oh, so now we can learn that Kol Shekein Abdullah. If ready Kiddush, where Kiddush does have a Shaykhus of Suda, according to Shmuel, and yet Shmuel agreed to Rav, Hanoitza Yodov, Hanoitza Kiddush, because you'll have to do a new unit in Sidaim, otherwise, if you do Kiddush, it's a Hefik, you'd have to do a new unit in Sidaim. So first of all, Abdullah would be the same in Flash. Abdullah would be the same. Abdullah's got a Shaykhus of Suda, certainly if you washed your hands, and then did Abdullah, you'd have to wash your hands again. Kosh again is the dash more. Everyone agrees with what Rav told us. This is Ken, what you're saying.
Isn't it just you can't make Abdullah of the bread?
Right. Can't make Abdullah of the bread. I'm washed because I want to eat bread afterwards. So I'm gonna wash. Make Abdullah and then I'll eat bread.
You know, it's in the Yekas.
Yeah, we have to get to the Yekas. The end of the Sugar, and then be good to the Yekas. But the moment now, the Yekas are on the back, on the roadside. And then the other raikats, they're not allowed to do it, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. But they do it. The yekis, people from some yekis, they wash their hands, make shivas, and then they have a maitzis. Which according to this stage of the Gemara is wrong. We'll see by the end of the sugya, everything's good. So really, not the mashal. The mashal, that's the pshat in the Rashbami. The kozgin is, according to Shmuel. So let's finish off the Rashbam. Rashbam says, "Odekama not al lo yekadish." That's the word. Hanoi the other lo yekadish. Peloy oma mekadish v'chayz nayt the other. There's two ways of saying this halacha. One way we can say the halacha is that somebody washes his hands, he shouldn't be the one making kiddush. The other way of saying that is, if he did make kiddush, he has to wash his hands again. So why do we pick one way and not the other way? Why don't we say, if somebody washes his hands and then make kiddush, he has to wash his hands again? Very good. Says the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam. Not to come and not to come for him and make kiddush because he's going to make the other. Hainu Mishum, that is because we don't want him to do Netilis Zidane twice. The Chodim Inayu Brachal Atala. One of them will be a Brachal Atala. Hilkach Lo Yekadish Hu. Therefore, he should not be the one doing the Kiddush. Ava Chaveir Yekadish Lo, but rather his friend should do a Kiddush for him. What about doing second Netzila? Nah, bro. So halacha is that you're not allowed to do a mitzvah without a bracha. Mishnah in Chala says that somebody who has to be mafkish Chala, he's not allowed to do it unless they're talking about that. Or you're not allowed to be mafkish Chala without clothes on. Why? Because you have to make a bracha. And it's true, if I would do the mitzvah without a bracha, I'd be mekai in the mitzvah, but you're not allowed to do the mitzvah without a bracha. Without a bracha, then it's just a diamond.
You're trying to fix up what you did.
So then it's just a diamond out the window. Because it's a hefsek. Then it's just a diamond gone. That's the immunity of today.
If we wash and then accidentally speak, but we go back and wash without a problem.
Yeah, so that's just the minute. That original immunity of today is still good. It's just a minute down. That's what we do. But in Nagaya, for instance, on Seder nights, people wash their hands for Karpas, and then they wash their hands again for Olka. For Rostam. You make a bracha on that, right? You make a bracha on the second one. Make a bracha on the second one, even though you washed the hands already. Because now I'm doing the mitzvah, it's all hands. I'll be from the time of the hands. But you have to make, now you're doing, the previous one was nothing. Now you're doing the mitzvah. You mainly have to wash hands with the bracha. Who are they new? The previous one's nothing because that has to. You have to wash hands with the bracha. He said a bracha, I told him. The first one he did was a bracha.
He was doing it. It
wasn't. He didn't need bread on that. He didn't need bread on that. He wants his aunt to eat bread. And the halacha is that he won't be able to eat bread on that Mitzvah today. So that bracha he made is a bracha of Atona. Somebody washes his hands, knowing that he won't be able to eat bread. And he washes hands with a bracha. That's the man is a bracha of Atona. So he washes his hands, knowing he's going to be making kiddush to the hefsek, which he won't be able to make his, which he won't be able to eat bread with that now. So the reason I'm doing the dime is the bracha of Atona.
So he didn't know. He didn't realize that from
the beginning. I didn't say that. I make the other blade out. If somebody washes his hands to make kiddush, he shouldn't do that. He should get somebody else to do it. What his das was? What did he say?
He's washing before went through the mitzvah.
Yes, sure. How can I say that? Because the because it's from the tayat of the arm. So I think it's a shame. And yes, we'll learn that figure as well. I think it's a shame that it's Nagaya nowadays. And therefore, we don't make a problem.
When it was Nagaya, we made a problem.
Yeah, sure.
So the
Seder,
he says, the
Bracha,
before
coming up. Yes, and that's coming up. Cook says, Bob. So, in the time of Chazal, do these, the wash hand with the bracha for fruit. May Hashem Allah when we get out. I want you to come with an answer. Okay? I've got an answer. I want you to come with an answer. I'm telling you that halacha is, and what's coming out from the sugar, if you do it on bread, it's not hashadash. If you do it on wine, it is hashadash. You come up with an answer, I'll be inside, you can tell me an answer. Remember, we need to have the hashadash between the tzitzitayim and birchas hamotzi. That's what we need, hashadash.
First word
is can't
have.
So not that, that's about time. And even the eating of the bread, if you will.
You're saying the same words.
Stop. It's working.